has a couple of series, one based on Mononoke Hime, which is pretty good introduction to his general themes.
Interesting. Never heard of this artist. See, that's just, I'm glad I'm doing this topic. This is a new guy for me.
Yeah, his subject matter is a little more on the hardcore rape side, but the way he presents it is pretty unique, I think.
Nice. Yeah, this is new. New ways to explore with your dick.
Yeah, anything's good as long as it has a moral degeneration tag on it, right?
Yes.
There we go.
Now, I'm going to recommend you this guy named, oh, fuck, wow, I forgot his name. It was going to be a funny joke. The guy who does Metamorphosis, the one really dark guy that everyone knows.
Yeah.
Shindoel. I was going to, the name blanked on me for a second. I was going to jokingly recommend that to you. Okay, let's see. Darker Rape Dojin. How you feel about tentacles, my man?
I mean, they're all right, but I feel like a lot of artists who do it emphasize the slime too much, and that just puts me off. Never been into bukkake stuff or anything like that, and the slime just covering the girls is like, puts me off, you know?
That's really interesting, because I've never had that thought in my entire life.
but that's experiences for everyone, I guess.
That's why we do this. That's why we're here. I've got one. Let me pull it up so I can get the link. One of the greatest, if not the outright greatest, Neptunia Dojin of all time is by an artist named Sheepfold.